And so he sent it to me. A management type person, musical management, you know. Because I write for these magazines. And those magazines, not these magazines, I don't have them with me at the moment. And I was sent, I do get sent an awful lot of things. This is something that that's coming up in 3 months. Well, I probably won't remember. And if I leave it in my inbox, I probably won't remember. Best to tell me nearer the time, unless I'm going to review it for the magazine. And this is one that came to me last week, and early on last week, and the release date was Friday. So what I did was, I diligently listened to it, thought, that's blooming marvellous, wanted to review it, did, and then promptly forgot about it. So, when I say review it, I mean make notes. I do make notes, you know. You may not think so, but I do. And so I'm picking it up now because it's now Saturday and it's been out for a day. God blimey. So this is at Greystone's Canyon. Greystone Canyon, isn't it? Not Greystone's Canyon, Steve. There aren't several of them. There's just one Greystone. And you can, it's got a protection around it, so you can't get to the Greystone because there's only one. Well, I suspect there are several. But this is an Australian band, new band, Hellfire Records Australia. And their album is called Iron and Oak, which makes you think of Iron and Oak, big metal. And actually, they do say they've got a bit of metal in them. They do say it's old school. They do say they've got a bit of Leonard Skinner in them. They do say they've got a bit of AOR in them. There's quite a lot of stuff they say that's in them. But what it is in this music is excellence. So Vultures starts this album, Iron and Oak, with, it just sounds really exciting. It just sounds really perky. It's as if they're saying, we've been waiting for ages to play this to you, and here you are. Big choppy riff, pushing everything well. Really important big feel to this. It also says, well, this is a really important, a great song you're going to like. This is going to be important to your musical life over the next year or so, and I believe it will, and onwards. Price on Your Head is one where they say, well, the radio can play this, and I wouldn't be surprised if the radio did pick this up. It has accessibility. It's got a lovely, easy feel to it. Breathe Again has a lovely rollicking rock solo. It rollicks. It's got rollicks. Yes. It has another lovely, very easy feel. It's difficult to have that very easy, nice, gentle, easy to like feel without losing that bite and without losing that rock feel, without losing that crunch, and they do this. Breathe Again, though, it does have a bit of rock balladry in it as well. But then Southern Rock is all over Raging Waters. It becomes one of those, this is a Southern Rock classic, it becomes one of those kind of sounds with a massive centrepiece of jamming solos. You know when I said, well, they say old school metal, they say AOR, they say Southern Rock, it's all here. But mainly, it's great music. There's lots more here that you can love. Lots more tracks. At no point did I think, I don't like that. That one's in and out. All of these tracks, stay with you. All of these tracks, delight. Iron and Oak. Two very strong, long-lasting items. And I suspect Greystone Canyon will be just as long-lasting. Certainly, if this album is anything to go by. Ta-ta.